Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brother Calvin. This edition of Trillion Dollar Flow. We're going to go into Ponzi schemes. Ponzi schemes and financial scams that weighs on us spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, this episode of Trillion Dollar Flow is brought to you by the Seed of Abraham Ministries, helmed by Bishop T. Turner. You can reach him at his website, which is theseedofabraham.yolasite.com. Or you can give him a call at 773-577-9720. If you can't reach him by phone, go to his Contact Me page on his website and put your information in his Contact Me page. And you hit the button, they go to his email instantaneously. He gets it from his phone and get back with you in a timely fashion. Okay, now, with all that, let's get into it. Now, I got to say this. The only way to have true abundance is to maintain it if everyday people, men and women and children, work together to share and contribute to each other's well-being. It can be worked out in small groups to large groups, but the goal is work together to achieve greatness and oneness of spiritual purpose. Our greatest riches is our souls, our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. With those four, we can beat the world and get anything that we need. Now, I had to say that. Basically, the art of the Ponzi scheme. The Ponzi scheme was created, and the father of the Ponzi scheme, as we know here in America, is by Charles Ponzi. And what he did was taking a lot of people's money, promising them postal stamps. And he had so much money, he was like, it was ridiculous. He started the whole scheme. You know, I'm not going to go into the details of him, but that was around 1921. He was selling coupons for postage stamps. The Ponzi scheme, as we see it, is basically detailed as, basically, you have companies or individuals promising people big returns on their money, that their money is safe, that if they invest with them, they'll bring them back a certain amount of money back, or they'll be able to pull money out of the account. Pretty much investment accounts, basically. You put your money, you believe in the person because the person knows how to work the money. He promised to bring, or the corporation promised to bring you results by lending out your money, making risky bets, lending money to certain people that you get a certain percentage back. That goes that goes into people trusting. Now, usually, I would say, on the surface, it looked like it's a very cool thing to do.
Relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options, and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from LA
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. Trillion dollar flow. Houston. Trillion dollar. New Orleans. Bill Street.
than the government, cause we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You're 100% healed. You're 100% woman. You're 100% man. You're 100% up with your health. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Florida, maybe in Canada, between the $1 billion, maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow, down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the richest of man. I am the richest of woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my car. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the...
Tell somebody I'm in the $1 trillion flow. This is the first Friday of 2022. Get ready for richness. Get ready for God to bless you financially. And I got some prophecy for some people tonight. I got some words for you. I crossed over with some people. And on Monday night, I'll be talking to Old City Portier and Dr. King and Malcolm. We're getting ready for Dr. King's birthday. That's on the 15th. And we're going to have a rally. We have an early breakfast at the Hilton over in Oak Lawn. We'll be there. Well, I'm going to tell you more about that. But tonight, I say, where my bill at? I say, crossing over with the ancestors tonight, I can do that because this is the first Friday of 2022. And somebody said, where the people at? I want to know where the money. Where is the money that you need to get for a new home, for a new car, for you to get your business up and running? Thank you, Brother Calvin. Come on. He talked about Ponzi scheme and the political Ponzi scheme, the church Ponzi scheme, and now we got a Ponzi scheme. Let me blow your mind. We got a pharmaceutical Ponzi scheme. All these pills and these shots over and over. We got two shots. Now we got we got another shot that we got, a booster. Now, I told you last week, they talking about another booster. So we're going to get two boosters and when the rooster coming. So they're going to say you need another booster. Okay? I know some people took the booster. They got sick as a dog. I mean, the one lady still recovering from taking the booster. And my take on that, I don't care what the scientists say, I think they over-medicate you. When you over-medicate yourself, you're going to have backlash. Mm-hmm. So it's a Ponzi scheme with some want it, some don't want it. Okay? Now, the $1 trillion float. I've got enough money to set up housing. With all that's going on, we still talking about the $1 trillion float. And a lady was telling me she was sick, and she went down and seen Mother Francis down in New Orleans, really in Algiers across the river from New Orleans. And she fixed a wash pot. Some of y'all know what wash pot is. She fixed a wash pot of gumbo. People come and got it. They said they had the COVID. It gone. Pastor Edward down in Monroe, she fixed some, gave everybody some in the church. She said members doing 100%. Whatever in that gumbo knocked that virus out of your system. Now, y'all ain't going to believe that. Y'all believe what the doctor said. I'm going to the root doctor. I'm going to what grandma and great-grandma used to do when it wasn't no doctor. Okay? You know, they used to get the herbs out the woods and fix the herbs up and heal. They healed cancer. Everything that was sick, they healed it. And it wasn't no doctor in sight. And then when you had a baby, you had, my grandmother was a midwife. And my great-grandma was a midwife. And I know I was down in Zachary, Louisiana with my great-grandmother. And she was about 80 years old driving. I said, Grandma, ain't you driving without you? She said, boy, shut up. I'm older than you. And she was driving off, I was scared to death. She was driving all across the road. Then she pulled up. And the police came and said, stop her. Oh, go ahead on, mother. She said, you know that boy right there? I said, yes, ma'am. I don't want to pull him out of his mother's womb. That's when he told me to go ahead on. She said, every white you see in black, I don't want. I'm the midwife to all of them. I know they gave her high respect. They used to bring her stuff to the church where she was at. Don't y'all understand what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you, you got to go back to Mother Nature. When I told you Revelation, Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3, and 4, when you read that, it's going to give you a warning what to do. Hello, somebody. Thank you, kind spirit. $1 trillion flow. More money than the government because you are the government. And y'all think y'all getting that stuff free? The government, the taxpayer, paying for all these shots, paying for all these pills. Who's getting rich? The pharmaceutical is getting rich. And they're going to say you need a booster, and you need a booster this summer. You need a booster, rooster, and might need a duck is what they're doing. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, I'm not kicking the pharmaceutical company, but they ain't putting no money back in the neighborhood. We need New York built up, Chicago, Mississippi, Louisiana. We need that money that they get. They get trillions of dollars. Okay? You know, because people running scared. Ooh, I'm going to die. Hey, I'm going to die. One lady say, Bishop, I got, she went and took the test. She went and got the test, and the test said she was straight. She got to the hospital and said, oh, you got the COVID. Ladies, let me get the hell out of him. Because these people were talking about, I know he ain't got the COVID because I just got the test yesterday. See what I'm saying? The Ponzi scheme. So you got to look out and know your body, know what's happening with your body, know what's happening with you. Y'all don't hear me. Run into the hospital, it's jam-packed full. And everybody come in there, if you call, oh, you got the COVID, go over here. That room is full. You come there with a cold. You going to the place where the COVID people at, cause the government paid them. Hospital get paid for everybody come, and they said we got 100 people in COVID. We got 20 people in COVID. Somebody getting that money. You ain't getting it. Hello. I'm gonna leave that alone. Tonight, we're praying for you and you tonight. The $1 trillion flow, and our theme for this year. Divine healing. And divine healing means directly from God. That's what that means. Mary, I hope you got your letter. And I hope you read the scripture on what I gave you. It's going to come. Now, I got a problem here. I crossed over with Melvin Parker. And I want to tell Chelsea. Chelsea Parker, your father and your grandmother, and when I was there, I didn't want to come, but they, in the spirit, they came, and they were looking at Lake Michigan. They said, tell your daddy, said, tell her to go to the water. Her blessings at the water. So, Chelsea, whatever you do, your grandmother, that's your daddy's mother, and Mr. Roe Parker, they both was there at the water, and they summoned me. I say, to tell you, let me ring the bell, for you to go to the water. And in that water, you'll see where your next house will be. And ain't nothing going to stop you. There ain't no COVID going to stop you. When God is ready to give you something, people, you tell my COVID killing, how many shooting and killing out him? How many people dying of heart attacks and stroke? You and the press, oh, COVID gonna get everybody sick. And I had about 3 people come to me today. I was at the hill, and I want to tell you this now. There was coughing and whooping going on, and the lady there that I know, Father Sapicious, these people got cold, but they got cold, and you had to show your card. I had my driver's license, my car, I showed him, come on. And Brother Dale Spann came, he showed his car, he come in. And we were saying that these people called because these people got cold, got the flu. But right now, everybody thinks when you call, I was in Walmart, man, called, hoo, hoo, hoo. It was a long line. Them people got out the line. I stayed right in the line because I know the man got a cold. He didn't have no COVID. Look, it was a long line. The man was in front here, hoo, hoo, hoo. Man, them people run like a bomb to drop. I said, look at this here. I laughed. I look at this here. He said, I got a bad cold. As I know, it ain't the COVID. They went somewhere else. Pray of yourself. Know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself, and you'll get delivered. Thank you, Chancellor. Now I want to tell you, Sherry Nixon, down in Russell, Louisiana, I had a visitation from your mother. And I say, Henrietta, why are you standing up here? You tell my daughter to slow down, Bishop. She can't, and this is what she said. Tell her she can't do everything for everybody. Tell her to take a break. And she's a registered nurse, but she burnt out. So tell her, and Sherry, this is for you in Ruston, Louisiana. And your mother, Henrietta, came and told me to tell you to sit down and rest. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. And say, Essie. Shut up. Tell Carolyn, she just telling me, tell Carolyn Bishop that she ain't got to get upset. Everything going to work out. Thank you. That's for that. Okay, I'm crossing over tonight while I'm doing this. And the money, she said, all money ain't good money. You can make all kind of money, but if you burn out, the money ain't going to do you no good. Thank you, kind spirit. You got to cross over. When I cross over with the ancestors tonight. Mm-hmm. Who else I got? Somebody else coming today. I was at the hill and people were coming, white and black. They were coming, wasn't but a few in there, but they seen me doing a little reading, looking doing a little prophecy. They came to see what I had to say. I'm gonna send some of you I'm gonna send you Dr. Gibson, I'm going to send you the prophecy for 2022. I ain't got to send you the financial covenant from God. You're making money, but it's what you're doing with it. Now, I'm going to tell you what your daddy said, okay? Y'all ain't listening to me. I'm going to, I was on the west side today, and I seen a young boy, he was out there, he was talking, and I said, hey, man, how you doing? He said, Bishop, that's you. Yeah, I said, he said, he made me remember him. He said, you was with my friend. I said, who? He said, you don't know, you was with Blood. I said, yeah. He said, because Blood said you was down south. I said, yes, that's right. He reached in his pocket and gave me $100. He said, this is $100 for your program. Okay? Just knowing, just to know you, I'm all right. Give me a word. I said, brother, you're going to be a rich man. He left there grinning, and he had a brand new Cadillac, so he's doing something. I don't know what he's doing, but he's making money. He reached in his pocket. I didn't ask him for it. He said, it's $100 for you, for your ministry, whatever you're doing. He said, Blood, me and Blood was tight. Me and Blood are real tight. We were together. Okay, thank you, Captain. And I just, on the west side over on Madison over there, and, you know, Reverend Henderson, he died. And Reverend Henderson's right there. And if somebody know where Reverend Henderson's at, they're having a funeral tomorrow. He's at right there on Madison and Central, the church over on the north side of the street, that big church there. We just call it the Titty Church because it got them little things on there. And his pads, okay. Ashe. And I didn't talk to him. He didn't come through to me. But sometimes the Spirit come through and give me a message for you. And sometimes they give me a scripture for you. And thank you, kind Spirit. Okay. Ashe. Let me ring my bell. This is Crossover Dance of the Night. This is the reason I'm doing this. This is the first Friday of 2022. You need to get your message. You need to get what God is saying to you tonight and what he's saying to you. Now, I want to go back. Okay. Now, when the boy gave me the $100, I put it in my shirt pocket. And when I put it in there, here come Blood. I'm sitting in the car. Blood Spirit came. Went to laughing. Bishop, tell my two daughters. I said, okay, what do you want me to tell him? He didn't say nothing about his sister. He didn't say nothing about his wife. And his children by his wife, he said, tell my two daughters, I plead with what they're doing. And I want, and I said, Blood, I said, they ain't going to believe it. He said, no, they ain't going to believe it, but you tell them what I said. You tell one of my daughters, I was sitting in the house over on the side of an island. Okay? Tell other daughter, stop fussing because she's going to be all right because I see her. Dr. Gibson, okay, and when I said Dr. Gibson, he liked that. He said, yes. When you talk to her, call her Dr. Gibson. Call my other daughter the executive. And both of them going together, I want you to hear me clear. This year, 2022, I want to tell Dr. Gibson, I want to tell Sister Tanya, the minister. She got the business part. And you got the plan for the business, okay? And this is what he said. He went to laughing. And he said, now, you see I'm smiling. He was dressed up. I said, Oh, Shay. I said, what you want me to tell both of them? He said, Bishop, you handle the scripture thing because you know I ain't about that scripture stuff. You and Mama did all that and went to laughing. And he told me, he said, when you tell both of them this, they're going to know. Something he said about putting a cup down and move it around. I forget what he called it. And he said, when you talk to my daughter, she's going to know what I'm talking about. I used to put a cup down and put a ball under it. And I move it around in due time. And I ask which one it is. He said, then none of them know that I know what to do. Thank you, kind spirit. And I asked him, I said, now, Blood, what do you want me to tell him? Stay on the course. Don't deviate because things going to work out going into 2022, 2023. It's going to be all right. I say. I said, now, tell me to tell him what sign to look for. They need a sign because, you know, they don't believe. You know, they don't believe the cross because they're Christian folk. He said, Bishop, look, you tell them. That's okay. They'll know. When it's present, you tell both of them. Okay, I'm telling what they said. I'm gonna call them and tell them, and I'm gonna tell them over there. Okay, now let me go in the spirit world. Thank you, kind spirit. Now I'm gonna ask this question as I'm talking about you. I still got this $100 in my shirt pocket. The boy gave me, and he said that nigga should have gave you plenty of money. Which money he didn't got from me? I set him up, Bishop, and he's doing real good. And you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And he don't live on the west side. He live over past the west side. In country area here somewhere over there he lives. But he set him up real good. And he said he had to give, when he seen you mentioned my name, he had to give some money. Because he know what he owed me. And he know that if I know you, okay, thank you, Andre. I want my oldest daughter, thank you, kind spirit, to stay on point because I'm seeing her being very well off, independent, working for her own self. The doctor, I see her with her own practice. So whatever she's working at, tell her begin to look at her practice and work in her practice. Now, if she's out of the country, tell her she need to consult with you, or you can consult with me. She needs to sit down. We do some talking about it. She jump up and go out of the country right now. That's what she want to do, I say. And he told me to tell you, to tell my executive daughter, okay, I want her to be able, and look, thank you, Ken. It's something I got to tell y'all. I can't tell you there that he told me for you to do. But both of y'all got to do it, and you're going to get instant results. Thank you, kind spirit. That's that. Let me go a little bit further. Uh-huh. Calvin, Gladys said, you're not sick, and Gladys told me to tell her daughter hi, that's your mother, and so all is well. Mm-hmm. And she told Boy, get somewhere and sit down, because you had the opportunity to be right there with baby sister, but you wouldn't do what you're supposed to do. I say, I'm crossing over tonight. This is, I'm talking to the spirits tonight. I said, what am I bail at? Thank you, kind spirit. Now, saying that, now, these are the ones that called me and asked me, and I told them tonight I'm crossing over. This is the $1 trillion flow. Now, those that want a financial blessing for 2022, you can't hold it, and you got to release it. You to the feet of Abraham. Go to my website, thefeetofabrahamjoseph.com. And I want you to invest into your future for 2022. Okay. You give it to the church and let them happen. Give it to the seed of Abraham. And you can get me every week, every the past 7 days a week, and I'm talking. And I know what God's going to tell me because I don't rehearse nothing. When spirit get to me, I make it happen. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, if you got something you want to ask, press 1 on your phone and the hand will come up. Okay. Janice, I see your hand up. Janice, you got to get involved in this presidential work. This is what he's saying, Janice. I see your hand up. He said that you got to get involved into helping these brothers out of jail that's out there. I see 8138, your hand's up. I'm going to go to you. Okay. 8138. Your hands up. What you want to ask?
I'm listening. Whatever you got to tell me.
Talk a little loud. I don't hear you. Talk a little loud into the phone.
I said, whatever you got to tell me, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you this here. I'm going to tell you, you want to know what happening for you. Your mother said you look more like her than anybody in the family, okay? And she want you to understand that. And she told me to tell you 2022, and that's just 2022, is for you to get divine heal, and that you're doing that now. You ain't got no COVID, so get it out your mind. Got a little cold, you'll overcome that. But she want you to stop being afraid of taking chances. She told me it's a death coming around you this year and said, get ready. It's not in your family member, but it's somebody that's around you. Want you to be strong for it and don't let it take you out because it's already been preordained, okay? And I want to tell you this. She told me to tell you to read Psalm 38 and 51 or something, okay? And it ain't nothing negative she told me about you, but she's a bishop, okay? Now, I'm talking to Bertha, okay? Bertha said you got a long lifespan, okay? And she said, you worried about death. Don't worry about death. Worry about living. And she told me to tell you, in your family tree, that's a new baby coming. Okay, what else, Bertha? And somebody getting married. It might be two weddings in your family tree. This is your personal, this is your daughter's son or whatever. Somebody going to get married. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. And it's going to happen this year, going into the summer months. You'll know. Thank you, kind spirit. I'll leave that alone. Now, that's what she had to say to you. Did you hear that?
Okay. Yes.
Anything else you want to? Anything you want to ask? But ask what?
No, that's the
moment. I say. This is the reason I'm doing this. This is the first Friday of the $1 trillion flow, and your money gonna come up this year. Okay, it's somewhere you go, but you got to go with the right folks and get what you get in stock. Okay, and when you get ready to go, I want you to take a dollar and put your name and say stop. Put it in your bosom. Put it between them two mountains. You know what I'm talking about. Thank you. And when things come to you, pull it out and you'll see what's going to happen. You're going to get, it's money owed to you and the money going to be given to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. When you get it, don't spend it all in one place. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm through with you. Okay. Now, that's directly from the spirit realm. I'm crossing over. Okay, I say, Master Musa, the most richest man, black man in the world, God Financial Covenant, I'm going to get it to you, Mary, I'm going to get it to you. And when you read it, then you go where you go. And you're going to get some money. But if you spend it back, it ain't my fault. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, let me see all of them got their hands up. I got a lot of people got their hands up. Brother Dwight, I got you. Brother Dwight, your mother in the spirit world, she said all is well. She don't want you. She wants you to take care of the kids. You want to leave. She said, no, stay there because you are the longest liver. Thank you, kind spirit. So things going to work for you. Thank you, kind spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to 5350. Your hands ain't up, but your mind is up. Psalms 10 and Psalms 21. I want you to get a picture of your daughter. Thank you, kind spirit. It's something you need to, and you write on the back of that picture both of her children and set it up by a glass of water. Put it up, and you put it on the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because things, when they turn around, and you ain't got to do nothing, God going to do the work. That's what she told me. And she's laughing. She's telling me how big a trick that's going on that don't nobody know but you. But it's going to be all right. I'll say that. Let me see who has hands up. Brother Wayne, I got you right. I see your hands up. Brother Wayne, it ain't time. Okay. Brother George, that's your father. Okay, George, Brother Wayne, is saying you got to put the ball down. Stop drinking so much because it's messing with you. That's why you're swelling, okay? And Psalms 20, say it's spirit will, Psalms 20, it's in Psalms 27. You need to read that and be the light because you got to give to be in the college. You have no business drinking like you're drinking. And the spirit world is very upset that you're drinking like you're drinking, okay? I say. Thank you. Let me ring the bell. I'm feeling an energy. You know, I was telling you about a fire that would happen. Then I, down in Lake Charles, the whole town caught on fire. Then, you know, what happened and what them kids got. And I was feeling the kind of energy that's going on. It's a lot happening. And all of it ain't cobra. Some of it is negative energy. I was talking to Bright Star. It's a lot of evil spirit is loosened. messing with your mind, make you want to commit suicide. Make don't nobody love you, make you just cry, cry, cry. Hey, death is a part of living. Let me tell you something. You got to be able to be able to say, hey, I'm going to live the best of my life. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to be all right. I ain't going to let no man block me, call love. And let no woman block me, call love. I'm going to do my thing. I say, know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself. Some of you get caught up under the name love. You get married, and you don't need to be married, but you're going to marry. And then you get kids, and the men are all with you. You try to take care of the kids, and they demons. One lady that gave her husband said, take these kids, they're your kids, they're demon kids, and she left, went to California. And the man, Bishop, I say, man, the woman seen something in you because she's spiritual. She gave the kids to him and left because she said, they ain't going to block me. That some of y'all is caught up on the love spells. They'll put a spell on you, and you don't know which way is up. Thank you, kind spirit. Let me see who else hand up. I'm seeing some more hands up. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy. I see that you didn't move to Vegas. You back in Chicago. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jimmy, the young lady that I see around you, and I'm going to tell you, your mother's spirit come. She's dressed in white, and, you know, she got a capital cloth on. She said she won't get, she said, I said, you got the new truck. That's good. But the one around you ain't for you. Okay? And we know she's Afro-American. We know you're European. But that situation is about a money thing. So you have to let that go. Okay? Now, I know when she come to me, all is well. She wants you to take care of your sister. Your sister got some mental problems. And she wants you to help her. You done walked away. But go on back and talk to her. I said, that's for Jimmy. Now, I'm going to 4119. Your hand up. Let me see what you're saying. Thank you, kind spirit. I say. 4119, I got you on what you want to ask. What happened? Who you want to talk to and what you want them to say? I'm at 4119. I got you. You got anything you want to say? Anything you want to ask? I don't hear you. You have to talk louder. This is Chicago 4119. You're on there. Can't hardly hear you. I see your hand up. Okay, let me go somewhere. You might have to get it together. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, 3030, I see your hands up. Okay. Will you move to New York? That's what you're asking. No, you stay right here in Atlanta. Stay in Atlanta. They say your blessing is in Atlanta, and this is family property that you own. Don't get rid of it. Your granddad and great-grandfather fought for this land, and ain't no need to move in New York an apartment there and set your business up right there in Atlanta, Georgia. It'll be successful. I say. And I want you to read Psalm 72. Thank you. Now, I'm back to 4019. What you want to ask?
Hello, Bishop. How are you? Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah.
Okay. As you know, it sounds like I'm screaming.
Now. Now, what you saying?
As you know, a very dear friend of mine died 2 days ago. Unexpectedly.
Okay, you have a friend to die. He's in the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He just recently died.
He just crossed over. I say, okay. Now, when I go in the spirit world, and I want to tell you, the first thing he said to me, I say, I'm all right, but I don't want you to worry because it was my time to go. And he's not calling you by your name. He's calling you something else. He said, I was there for you because I was your guardian angel. I was told by the spirit. And your mother, think he knows, was around him all the time he dealt with you. Okay? And he, let me tell you something else he said. He said, it's going to be all right. Okay, tell me something that you want her to know. That don't worry about him because this is something he had to do. He didn't tell you all that what was wrong with him, okay? I want to ask you, and I'm talking to him, what you want to tell this young lady tonight ease her pain. Bishop, I want you to tell her that I love her, and she's like a daughter of mine, like a daughter I didn't have, a family member. Looked like I was, from the time I met her, I bonded to her. It looked like that. It's just something about her that made me do things that she didn't never ask. Okay? And what she need to read to relax her, to give her that what you want. Psalm 21, I don't know what it's saying, but say read that, that will give you closure. And you know, just what he's saying, you know I ain't going nowhere. You know, you know that I'll be there when you need me. I won't be physical, but I'll be spirit, and I will invoke somebody physical to come in your vibration to help you. Ashe, okay? And don't let this worry you. He already seen, and I ain't seen this. You see your mother, your grandmother, and somebody else around you. And he said, these three people have been around you from the time he really met you. And they've been knowing you for a minute. Thank you, kind friend. And lots of people didn't know he knows you. Thank you. All is well.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Now, what I'm doing tonight, I'm crossing over with the ancestors. I'm going into the spirit realm. And those that need closure will get closure. You might not listen to what I said. But I feel energy right now. I told you about a war. And you see how they're killing all them people. They're shooting and clashing. That's supposed to happen in America. It's supposed to have been a violent takeover of the White House. But because of the ancestors, because of black folks, it didn't happen. Okay? And because black folks' spirit that built this country, I say, when I go to the ancestors, they're saying that we must come together in the spirit realm to turn things around. You know, I tell people on Wednesday, out there, when I talk to spirit folks, 0772, your hand up. Let me see what you want to say. 0772-927, your hands up. Anything you want to ask? That's 0772. I see your hands up. I guess not. Thank you, kind spirit. Let me go ahead on. Somebody else. In the spirit realm, things just open up. Okay. I want to tell you, Brother Clarence, I see your hand up. Yes, not this month. Maybe about June or July, you can set that business up downtown, clear up to set your business up. And I'm looking at Frank. I know who's Frank. Oh, that's your uncle. Frank is saying that it'll work for you, what you want to do. And I'm going to tell you, frankly, it's a work for a sport bar right now. And I see that'll work for you. So sometimes things turn all the way around. Will open doors up for you and give you a new thing on what you're trying to do. The $1 trillion flow will open up. As I cross over tonight, I say, things that you're going to see. Let me cross that. I got this prophecy. Mother, Mother Francis, God bless you. I see you on the line. Mother Francis, your gumbos are here. Yeah, your gumbos are here, Mother Francis. And that recipe comes from your great-grandmother that's been down in New Orleans all her life, okay? I know it. Thank you, God. Now, I want to tell you, we're on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday from 11 to 12. Monday, Dr. King Movement. We're going to be honoring Dr. King on the 15th. We're going to be at the Hilton. And I got some people going to come up. Purvis Fan, which is 94 years old, who started VON. And I think his son coming. His son will be there at the Hilton with us to give a report of how his daddy started the business from nothing. Come from Mississippi. Winona, Mississippi. And built the VON, built a station, him and James Brown built a station in Atlanta, okay, and built a station in Memphis. He worked with WDIA in Memphis. We're going to be talking about that. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough for your financial situation. I want to tell you, Claudia, all is well. I want you to know, Sam, Brother Sam, the Spirit said there's a new, I guess a job for you or a new something open up for you in Texas. You don't have to go to Dallas or Houston to do what you need to do. Your company is spreading out. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Counselor. All is well. Ashe, answer. I'm picking up an energy in the universe now. I'm looking at the map now. If you got a need, you plan to see, go to my website, thusfeedabrahamyoursite.com. And I want to give you a few scriptures. And this is important. All things are possible for those who believe. Let me say it again. All things are possible for those that believe. Luke 18:27. Put that down. St. Luke. 18:27. All things are possible. You got to believe in yourself. Things gonna work. Now, I want to say this to some of you that is afraid. Timothy 1:7. God did not give you the spirit of fear. Don't let this cobra, you cuss this cobra out. To get out of my body. Get out of my life. And I'm not going to let you control me. You got to speak to this virus because it's got something to do with evil. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. When the man tell you he got to give you booster shot on top of booster shot, your ancestors didn't get no booster shot. Grandma didn't get none. The slaves didn't get none. Well, we got to get booster shot. It's because we done got weak in our prayer. We done got weak in our faith. I wish I had somebody. If you can see, God will not give you a spirit of fear. Huh? He ain't going to do that. So I want to tell you, when you get ready, I want you to read Matthew 11:28, chapter 11, verse 28 and 30. God will give you rest. Some of you can't rest. Let me say it again. You can't rest. You're worried, jumping. Is I'm going to die? Read Matthew 11:28-30. He said, I'll give you rest. Rest from the evil, rest from the witchcraft, rest from the negativity. His grace is efficient enough. Huh? Psalms 19:15, 2 Corinthians 12:9. His grace is efficient. His word is efficient enough for you. Ashe. I want you to get ready. And you know what I'm saying? This is the first in this year. I don't want you to be afraid and scared to come out. Put your mask on and go out. And if you feel something, hey, you better get out of me. You got to talk. Get away from me. You demon, you. And get that tea, fix that tea up. Good God Almighty. It'll work for you. I know I'm talking to somebody tonight that feel like they can't make it. One lady said, I feel my husband going out. He's going to die because he want to die. 2 Corinthians 9:8. You got to get ready for God to do what you do. God will bring you out. But you got to let go, let God. And see, what I'm saying, I am, you got to understand, God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear. God ain't gave you the spirit of fear. You scared of something. In Acts, I get to you all the time, I get to you tonight. Some of you, you're halfway Christian, you're halfway playing church, you know, and that means preachers die. Preachers die because they ain't real. They were real, they could stand up and fight this stuff. They won't come together. The Baptist fighting the Catholic, Catholic fighting the Baptist, and everything, and got you in the middle. You in the middle. Now, I want to tell you, Connie West, along with Bishop Michael Edwards down in Monroe, and along with the SCLC, Marcus Garvey Movement, Malcolm X Movement, Martin Luther King Movement, and the Mothers Movement, asking for the free of Jeff Ford and Larry Hoover and anybody else in jail, political prisoners. And for 2022, 23, 24, we're working on this now. I want to let you know that. If you want to come involved, let me know. I'll get you involved. But some of you, too selfish. Now, we're talking about the trillion flow tonight. Get ready for the trillion flow. Get
trillion ready. Dollar flow. Watch out from L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama, Texas, the trillion dollar flow. Houston, trillion dollar.
If you notice, when we said a trillion dollar flow, we're talking about in the black belt. We're talking about we're supposed to be rich. We built this country. We made cotton king. We made tobacco king in Virginia. Okay. Do you notice all these storms and floods is coming? Because they are mismanaged black folks' money. We need the government, we need Biden to give some reparations. Well, we can start our business. The Jews got reparations, Italian got reparations, even the Arabs getting reparations. And people just got here. They're getting money from the government. They're getting credit cards. They're getting housing. And here's blacks been here all their life. And we can't get three quarters. We got to work hard for everything we get. We are the last hired in the first five. But that's going to turn around in 2022-23. You're going to see UFOs flying. Get up early in the morning or late at night, you'll see them in the air. Ain't no airplane, UFOs. And get ready for a breakthrough. You're going to see chemtrails in the air. When you see all them stuff in the clear day, them chemtrails, get ready. Because them chemtrails making people sick, places, because the stuff they're releasing up in now. Now, this is what Dick Gregory talked about. This is what a lot of them that's gone on talked about. I want you to get ready for the breakthrough, the trillion flow. It's time for you to walk into the oneness that God got for you. It's time for you to stop being afraid and let God do something special for you. And when God opened that door for you, he opened the door for you. Now, if you got your hand up, you can still open your hand up. I got but a few more minutes that you need to know about something. Sam, Brother Sam, right down in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to tell you, and I want to tell Sister Angela, right there in Little Rock, Arkansas, don't sell it. Some people want to buy it. Some real estate want to buy it because they're going to put condominium out there on your property. Your family fought too hard for that land. And I'm seeing your grandfather sitting in a chair under the tree. But don't sell that land. You keep it. Ain't enough money that they can give you for what sweat and tears went into that land. Okay? So don't sell it. You don't need to sell it no way, but don't sell it. That's what they're saying. I'm just letting you know what they're saying. I said, Jake. Sister Lena Aniston, I got you. Okay, Lena, what you want to tell me? Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, I say. Tell my son don't get no surgery on his back. Okay, I'll tell him. And tell him to get in contact with somebody that can help him, you know who to get in contact with. I'll do that, Lena May. Is you all right? Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Thank you, Ashay. I'm just looking in the spirit world at some things happening good. I want hope to know, okay, this is Hope Father. Hope, I want to thank you for what you did for me. Did nobody do it for me but you. Don't cry, because you was there for me to the end. And whatever you need, I'm going to be there for you. I want you to take the picture that you got, but you put it on your shelf. And Bishop will tell you how to deal with it personally. The picture of mine crossing over. And I don't want to scare you, because, you know, but I want you to be able to access me when you need me. I say, this is for Hope down in Monroe. I say. Mother Jackson, I'm picking up you. Okay, tell Rose. Okay, Mother Jackson, I'm listening. Tell Rose, don't let them boys worry her, because they ain't going to be all right. Don't let them worry, because they ain't changed. Okay? That Rose, that their father, they went and run from their father, I say. And their father was a priest. And his father was a priest. I say. Okay, I'm just glad of that. Get ready for a breakthrough. Let me finish the $1 trillion flow tonight. $1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion flow.
Stressing, I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing much now.